Zone, live from the Fury Electric Studios on the Buzz Radio Network and online at 1037thebuzz.com.
It's all happening at Oaklawn. Welcome back to the Arkansas Big Buck Classic, 23rd annual. They open in 1 hour and 28 minutes, so get ready to get over here. Open all weekend long, lots of fun things to see and do. Fun for the whole family and a chance to win $10,000 cash money. All you got to do is sign up to win. Throw your name in the squirrel cage and see what happens. Oaklawn, of course, rolling through the weekend as well. They are racing today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Don't forget, off the track, you can play your favorite games at Oaklawn every day, every night. Wheel of Fortune, Penny Games, Blackjack, Poker, and more. You can join the Winner's Circle Players Club for cashback coupons and great food discounts. Corned beef, anyone? Anyone?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. Oaklawn.com. Get there. Download your $10 free play coupon. It's like free money. That's why they call it a free play coupon.
Right.
Doors open for gaming at 10. Gates open at 11 for racing. Make sure you check them out on Facebook as well for news and special promotions. And if you have a gambling problem, it's 800-522-4700. I'm almost positive, Pat. In fact, I would bet your yearly salary on the fact that Jeff Money Taylor came right out the gate with a big win in the opening race yesterday. So kudos to Jeff Money Taylor, who joins us now on the Revolution Hotline.
What's up, Money?
Gentlemen, how are you this morning?
Money, how's things? How's tricks? What's happening?
It's all good in the hood. Nothing to good exactly wouldn't cure, I always say.
How was the drama yesterday? Because there was great basketball drama around the state last night. I'm just curious how things were for you yesterday at Oaklawn. I did see that Bobo's badge got her done with Louis Q aboard yesterday in the opening race, as predicted in the zone yesterday.
Yeah, well, that's a nice way to start the afternoon or the week, really, with a $10 winner on that first-timer. Ran really big. I mean, really, really big. And a couple angles we want to talk to as we kind of get through today's card that have been working early in the meeting. I feel like there's some trends that usually manifest themselves. Workouts, I think, being a key factor this year. The racetrack, of course, has a different composition. A lot of concern early in the meet. The times were a little slow. But the racetrack has really evened out. And the horses, Justin and Pat, that have been training well over it in the mornings, we find have been running well over it. So if there's really one handicap and angle that's been prevalent kind of through the course of the first couple of weeks, it's been those nice workouts. If you see them in a horse's history, I think you can bet with a little bit of confidence, and that's kind of the way that we are leaning a little bit with a couple of these selections this afternoon.
All right, well, what do we have to look forward to this weekend? I know that I think we've got some of the older fillies running this weekend, or is it just older horses, the King Cotton?
Well, we got spring sprinters going tomorrow in the King Cotton, a long-time favorite race of mine. This has been a very competitive division, really, in my mind, for the last 25, 30 years. These horses really are hard knockers. We've got Amazing Destiny in the King Cotton tomorrow. He's won upwards of $850,000. We've got Apprehender, formerly trained by Ingrid Mason. She was she was kind of one of the big storylines of the three-year-old picture last year with Apprehender. He's now trained by Chris Richard. He's in there. Lori's Rocket, who was cross-centered in a sprint race at the fairgrounds tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see which way Hall of Fame trainer Dwayne Lucas goes with that particular individual. But lots of sub-stories, and as usual, there'll be nine races and nine winners, and that's the bottom line, whoever can catch those tickets.
All right, very good. And we also saw paid out a Classics yesterday. 10 people get in on that, $8,000 each. So lots of ways to win down there, certainly at Oaklawn. Let's get into the card today. Getting nine races on the card today. Let's dive right in.
Okay, first one, we've got some maiden claiming fillies here going 6 furlongs. And again, talking about that workout angle, I think the two-horse Huey here is going to represent herself quite well in this spot today. She has been training lights out in the morning. Was the fastest of a 5 furlong works here on opening day, January 11th. She outworked 47 other horses that morning. Again, if you train well over the surface, you usually run well over it. And she also had a bullet work, meaning the fastest of the morning back in late December over this very same surface. So Shuey's here, trained by Lon Wiggins. I think it's 6-1 as an overlay in this opener. It's a tough spot, certainly, but I think that price well worth taking advantage of. That's number two, Shuey's here in the opener in the second half of the early double. We went shopping around a little bit, and again, a very tough race, I think, really, to get a fair handle on. You're going to see some prices this afternoon. I did finally settle on number 8, La Chatte Jolie. I think this one woke up last time out, if you will. This race is loaded with front runners the second half of the early double this afternoon, and La Chatte Jolie really has shown the ability to come from off the pace, just exploded down the lane at Turfway in her last start. back in late December to win off by some 8 1/4 lengths. This spot perhaps a little bit tougher for her, but her running style should fit this bunch ideally. Daily double numbers today, 2 and 8. We'll move now to the featured 8th race on the afternoon. We do have a critical scratch in here. It was my original pick along with many others. Number 7, Tip the Trolley Girl, has been declared out of the featured race today, and that throws the race wide, wide open. Again, I'm going on a little bit of a pace angle, exactly opposite of the second race scenario. I don't think there's much speed in here now, and I think the 6th horse, Humble Street, gets off to a real comfortable early lead. Alex Berzer, we've seen him do very well with some front runners already at this meeting, is going to be in the saddle for Lynn Cleberad, the trainer, and I think the sprinter stretching out to a flat mile today is going to make this a gate-to-wire finish. That's number 6, Humble Street, in our featured 8th race of the day. We'll backtrack toward the middle part of the program with our long shot, number 7, Normandy Shore, 5-1, and our Alex Berzer-ridden entry today. Normandy Shore fits one of my favorite patterns. The horse was claimed for a $20,000 claiming price 2 starts back. They not only jumped him up in class, but they stretched him out around 2 turns in his first start for the new connection. Now back around 1 turn, his favorite distance, and the class drop, I think, should suit the 7-horse Normandy Shore very nicely indeed. That's our Buzz long shot play, number 7, in the 5th of the afternoon.
All right, and going back to the 8th race, Jeff, you should know you can't count on the trolley or anything associated with it. So that's not surprising.
There'll be a few people falling off some of them trolleys in New Orleans, I think, next week with all the celebration down there. But she'll just have to wait for another day indeed. But,
Money, you get Berzer, the jockey Berzer, in 2 of your picks.
Yes, so I like Alex Berzer. I think he's one of the more underrated riders. I'm a good friend of his agent, Brian Aspen, who's I've worked with for probably 20, 25 years, and does a great job hustling out in the morning. And, again, we've talked about it. It's all about lining up those horses before the success starts to come, and nobody works harder than Brian. And it's good to see Alex off to another good start here early in the meeting.
Jockey Joe Johnson, who goes to almost all the ULR basketball games, I saw him last night. What's his status? Some of those ponies.
He does some work in the mornings, and him and Gary Hartledge have had a long-time alliance, trainer Gary Hartledge, and we haven't seen much from the Hartledge stable yet, but I think that's going to get a little bit more intense, if you will, as the meeting progresses, and we'll see Joe on board more and more. Joe doesn't ride as many, maybe, as a lot of these other higher-profile jockeys, but he's at the age now where he kind of selects his mounts, and it's always good to see Joe. I know he's a big basketball fan, as you say. He's over there at UALR quite a bit, but kind of ironic that one of the shortest athletes around go for some of the highest, some of the tallest sports available. But again, that's probably a situation Sigmund Freud might want to analyze, I guess. But Joe's a great fan, and I know you guys are tight, and it's good to see Joe always back here again at Oakmont.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Money.
Money, appreciate it, buddy. Have a great weekend. I'll visit with you tomorrow. Don't forget.